Offering citizenship as a form of atonement is common. Australia, which normally restricts dual nationality, now allows descendants of Jews who were expelled or fled during the 1930s and 1940s to claim a passport. A similar right can be found in Germany, where it is embedded in the country's constitution. Spain goes back even further, allowing descendants of Sephardic Jews kicked out in the 15th century to reclaim Spanish citizenship. Descendants of Muslims kicked out in the same period have no such luck. A few countries take the opposite path and hoard their passports. Along with Austria, the Netherlands and Germany both have strict rules on dual nationals from outside the EU. In the days when citizens were regularly conscripted to butcher their neighbours, restrictions on dual citizenship made sense. Now they seem outdated, serving only to leave immigrants, who may not want to give up their other nationality, as perpetual outsiders. If passports can be seen either as a commodity or political tool on the one hand, or a lifelong civic commitment on the other, devising common rules for handing them out is close to impossible. Although member states are happy to slam Malta and Cyprus, they do not appreciate criticism of how they themselves distribute citizenship. Some may balk at the idea of limiting dual nationality. Others may be uncomfortable with the unknown size of the Irish and Italian diasporas who could turn up as EU citizens. How countries seek to atone for the Holocaust is a deeply inappropriate question for an EU ruling. A clear definition of who qualifies for an EU passport is the obvious next step for any passport-selling ban. It is also a nightmare. An Al Capone approach may be enough for the EU to crack down on the current schemes operated by Malta and Cyprus. Rather than stop them from selling passports outright, Brussels could pursue them via money laundering legislation and make life difficult for the dodgier newcomers. But a determined state, and some canny lawyers, could keep the golden passport trade going. Granting citizenship is a huge power, and member states are unlikely to give it up. That means they will probably have to tolerate their neighbours selling passports to plutocrats.